Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, so here's a realization I came to today, guys. We talk about life on our show and the you know what life means and what we're here for. And today I think it all crystallized with me. You ready for this, Seth?
Oh, am I ever.
I gave John like a two-minute version of this right before the show today.
You're really ready to flesh it out.
Let me take a sip of my apple cinnamon tea that I found in the break room today for the first time that, quite frankly, is contributing to today being such a wonderful day. Okay. You know how we have artificial intelligence now and we as humans are creating basically a form of life, right? Would you say that we've cloned sheep?
Okay.
We've created life as human beings.
Sure.
Okay. Do you think that human beings are the most evolved species in the entire universe?
In the entire universe?
Right.
No.
The answer is of course not,
no.
Right? Like, of course, in the universe, there are species that have evolved way past Homo sapien.
I hope so.
I know so. And yes, I hope so as well. One of those species is using us as an experiment. We're just an experiment gone awry.
You lost me.
That's all we are. The way that we have cloned sheep, the way that we have created artificial intelligence, something created us. This is all an experiment. That's all we are. And our job is just to make us ourselves as happy as we can while we're here. That's it.
That's the experiment.
It what? Oh, no. I don't know what the experiment was for. Maybe it's to sustain life. I don't know what their intention
okay.
was. Okay. Like, I have no idea. What they did is so far beyond our grasp that we will never have any idea why they created life.
Like, this is just one big biodome, really.
That's, well, I mean, I don't mean the movie with Pauly Shore, but it wasn't Pauly Shore in Biodome.
Oh, hell yeah.
But yes, basically, some species somewhere went, we need to find a way to sustain life somewhere in the universe, or maybe they just did it for poops and giggles. I don't know.
Okay, well, that species that created us, who created that species?
Something else. Or maybe they are, quote unquote, gods.
Is Earth an experiment?
Earth is merely a planet that exists in the universe.
Earth was already here,
yeah.
And these people conducting the experiment that created us, they decided that Earth was the spot for the experiment.
Right, because they created a life that relies upon water, which our planet, 70-something percent is water? And it is the perfect distance from the sun so that vegetation can grow. They figured out that Earth would be the perfect place to host their experiment. Are there other planets in other solar systems and galaxies and whatnot with things going on? Yes, absolutely. There are a number of different experiments, and we're just one of them. The same way we view an ant or a dog or whatever, a lower species, is the way they view us.
I love dogs, though.
Well, no, they neither love nor hate us. We're just an experiment.
Why don't they come down and make love to us so we know they really exist?
We don't need to know that. They don't want us to know that.
I would like to see what they're working with.
But they don't care. We're just an experiment.
So,
that's all
so
we are.
So do they, is like, are there people in rooms somewhere watching
people,
us or
people,
whatever they are? I mean, aliens?
You can't even grasp what they are. Like, you literally can't even fathom what created us. Now, we assign it to God, or we assign it to a Big Bang, or whatever, because we need, as these Homo sapiens, to believe in something. If we don't believe in anything, then our life means nothing, right? What's there to live for if we don't have something to believe in?
Okay.
I figured it all out
today.
That's
kind of scary.
Well, I don't think you didn't figure it out.
Well, I'm starting to figure it out.
It's just, depressing.
Why is it depressing?
Or an experiment?
Man. Yeah. How can the day that you figured all this out be the greatest day of your life?
Because it's figured it out. We yearn for this higher, more elevated search of soul searching and spirituality and mumbo jumbo. Bull crap. Live while you're here. Be happy. Don't screw other people over unless you want to. And we're all going to end up dead. That's it. Now, is there a religion that sums that up? I'm sure that someone else has already had these horrible thoughts.
What do you mean a lot of religions that don't believe in an afterlife?
There's no afterlife. You die and you die.
No, I mean, there's another dimension. There's many dimensions. No one ever really dies.
Drew Grab Alive, who are you?
Hi, this is John.
Great reference, by the way. Yes, John, what's happening?
I was just adding on to what you guys are talking about being created and us being experiments and stuff like that.
Oh, damn it.
What if what created us is here on Earth with us, observing us, without us knowing?
Of course it is. They are observing everything that we do so they can eventually get it right. Or maybe they don't even care. Maybe we're one of the first failed experiments, and then one of the other millions of planets in the universe, they're way more far along than we are, you know? And the minute we figure it all out, that's when life ends. The minute that we open our eyes and see what created us, life as we know it is over, for there's no point in living. Drew Grab Alive, hello.
Hey, Drew, it's Garrett. I've actually thought about this many times while high, and I'm sure you don't want to hear it, but I'm going to tell you anyway.
Thank you.
I think the whole universe is the simulation, and when we're looking for aliens, and once we find them, that's actually our creator, and they're actually simulating if we can make contact.
I don't appreciate you pooping all over my ideas here. Hey, look, your stoned-out theories have nothing to do with my evolution.
So I'm doing a little research on who believes in this and where, if anywhere, anybody
I'd
does.
I'd love to see what you Googled, by the way.
I Googled, we are an experiment.
Okay.
And one of the biggest supporters of this theory is Elon Musk, and he recently said, the argument for the simulation is quite strong because if you assume any rate of improvement at all, then games will be indistinguishable from reality or civilization will end. That doesn't make any sense to me.
I think he said the same thing that I just said.
That's your only backer?
So, well, I mean, that's a pretty big backer. The dude created Tesla. The dude created Tesla.
Yeah, I heard they were losing money, though, right? Recall.
What is money? Do you think money matters to whatever created us? No.
That just shut down a bunch of his projects and ideas.
Money has no meaning. You want to know the real Elon Musk? The one hitting a blunt with Joe Rogan. I want in on that blunt.
Okay, this statement kind of sums it up a little better, and I don't know if it's exactly what you're saying. Given that we're clearly on a trajectory to have games that are indistinguishable from reality, and those games could be played on any set-top box or PC, and there would probably be billions of such computers or set-top boxes, it would seem to follow that the odds that we're in base reality is at least 1 in a billion.
Odds mean nothing to me. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
You're a cyborg.
We might all be. Who knows? Who knows?
But how do they get the guts and the life, though? That's the thing, is like an experiment, and maybe when you say it's something that I can't even fathom,
right,
that they have created life. Like when we talk about what we've created, you talk about it's manufactured.
Right.
The blood that we bleed, the heart that beats in your chest, that is life.
Okay, let's suppose you were to start breeding gerbils, okay? Let's say Richard Gere gets super horny, and he wants an endless supply of gerbils, all right? So you're going to go breed gerbils. All you have to do is get a male and a female gerbil together, right? And all of a sudden, you got about 100,000 gerbils on your hand and one very happy Richard Gere, I don't mind telling you.
Okay.
That's how we're created, dude. Adam and Eve, they're real. Adam and Eve were the first two humans. Now, did God create them without navels? I don't know. What is God? Adam and Eve bred, and then we're all inbred.
So you're saying God is an alien.
I mean, I appreciate your attempt to reduce what I'm saying here, but for lack of a better,
why are you shifting all this on somebody else creating us? How come you don't say the universe or God created us? How come it's this other beings that were just here for their little science experiment?
Oh, but you're just what do you call name switching? It's God. It's the universe. Whatever created us is our God or universe.
And you're saying it's just. All it is, it's an experiment. It's not like a well-thought-out, this is exactly the way I think that life on Earth should be, and there's going to be ups and downs, but you're hopefully going to enjoy it more than you didn't.
No, there is no, at the end of all of this, there's no creator who had a hand in all of our life decisions going, I'm going to look out for you here. There's none of that. We like to think that there is, and divine intervention and whatnot, because we need to believe that. But in actuality, no, something created us, call it God, the universe, an experiment, scientist, whatever. Something created us, and we're off on our own. And then when we die, we die.
Well, if you want a little more reputable backer, Rich Terrell, a scientist at NASA, recently said, quite frankly, if we are not living in a simulation, it is an extraordinarily unlikely circumstance.
727-579-1025. Hater's going to hate.
Meaning, no, I think he's supporting. He's saying it would be an extraordinarily unlikely circumstance that this was created by whatever that may be, whether it be a god or the Big Bang or whatever it may be.
We're just life inhabiting some planet somewhere, man. And you know why I was put here? To tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. I was put here to tell you the truth and to hopefully bring some joy into your life.
So what's your since you've delivered the truth today, what's your purpose after this? Is it to beat the truth into us, or do you have to move on to another truth?
I haven't figured that out yet, Seth. I just opened my eyes this morning. I'll tell you my next step later on this week.
You know, like the guy that ran into the house with the bird box and he starts opening everybody's eyes. Like,
right.
I feel like you've opened our eyes, but
okay.
Now what happens? They don't show that guy
right
after the movie. I don't know what happens now with you.
Me either. And therein lies the voyage, my friend.
You might go to the next dimension. You might be with the creators.
I might decide that I have a higher purpose in this world, and I might sign up a Sherpa, go to Nepal, and ascend Mount Everest and gaze upon the wonder of the world and say, I can see the truth. And me and Elon Musk, we're going to hit that blunt with Joe Rogan. Drew Grubb Alive, hello. Clearly, I haven't thought that far ahead yet. I'm sorry, what?
You ready to take it to the next level?
Not really.
I'm going to agree with you.
Oh, okay.
We are an experiment. However, we are a failed experiment, and we've been tossed aside. That's why we're having fires and hurricanes destroying everything and mass killings. They're not even paying attention to us anymore.
I disagree, and here's why. With the natural disasters we've seen, none of them have been cataclysmic yet, as far as our civilization knows it. For some reason, these mudslides, fires, tsunamis, earthquakes, hurricanes, what have you, have claimed lives, but not the entire planet. If there was not something that had designed this, one of these natural disasters or an asteroid would have slammed into us and ended life a long time ago. We've lived through plague. We've lived through Hurricane Francis. We've lived through a lot of things, and hopefully the Trump presidency. We've lived through a lot of things, and we will continue to survive because either something is making sure of that, or we're just damn lucky.
Well, I think, and maybe so, or we're still inside the bubble. They haven't just totally destroyed us.
Get out of here with your bubble talk. There's no bubble. I don't think there's a bubble.
Well, we're in the bubble. We are the bubble.
There's no bubble.
Well, I mean, you can call Earth the bubble.
We're a planet. There's no dome around
us. But what's a planet?
It's a bubble.
And who taught us it was a planet? Who told you it was a planet? Another human being that would have just been part of the experiment.
Oh, yeah.
So what is it?
That's a great question. Thank you. Appreciate that, John. Good to have you on board. You're asking the important questions. Why should I listen to Copernicus? 727-579-1025. Maybe Faith No More is epic. Really, what is it? Is it? What is it? Have you ever known what that song meant? Me either.
Oh, no. Now we're going to Faith No More for all the answers. This is a dark time. I think John's right. You unlocked some LSD or something when you stuffed back in the day. I'm concerned.
What is it? Is it? Remember the fish flopping around at the end of the video? That's life, dude.
We are the fish.
We're the fish. And we're flopping around on the ground. Is it? What is it?
What is it?
That's it!
What is it?
That's it!
What is it?
That's it!
What is it?
727-579-1025. Once I start invoking the philosophies of one Mike Patton, you know you're in for a fun ride today. Drew Grubb Alive, hello.
How's it going?
What's up, buddy?
First of all, thank you very much for bringing this up, because this is an awesome subject.
Thank you.
Someone said something about where this came from. Rene Descartes, you know, he's the one who coined the term, you know, I think therefore I am.
Yeah, I knew that. Descartes.
Yeah. That whole basis was based on, okay, what if we're being controlled, right? Let's say we are an experiment, and let's say, you know, all we are is ants in an ant farm to a higher being and blah, 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 blah. So how do I know I actually exist? How do I actually know I have free will? Mm. And you know you are, because you have the choice.
Right.
The choice to be controlled, or if you know you are being controlled, then you have a choice not to be. So, yeah, it's just a giant existential conundrum that we're in, this giant experiment of life. And yeah, once again, I've been grooving off to you guys of these for a long time, and long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you, man. I appreciate the call very much, and I'm glad it took something like this to get you to call. Something you can finally sink your teeth into. I think, therefore, I am. We all control ourselves. We want to be, okay, if there's a God, and this was part of it as well afterwards, why do kids get cancer? You tell me if there's a God, and you can save your mumbo jumbo about everything for a reason and blah, blah, blah. If there's a benevolent being, how in the fudge does a four-year-old kid get cancer for which he has to undergo chemotherapy that wrecks him? Where's your God? Who's your God that lets that happen?
Well, how come you're not asking about how come all the good things that happen here?
There is good and bad.
Right,
and that's
yeah.
existence. That's right. that's I don't
We don't
think,
question the good.
I don't think that even
I don't question
the,
anything.
I don't think the most serious, and I'm not here to, you know, stand up for religion, but at the same time, I think that they would tell you everything is put into play. Like God isn't necessarily controlling your day. God isn't controlling the inner workings of your body.
He's not just a micromanage.
We all have free will. People are brought onto this earth. Some people get sick. Some people don't. The biology of our body leads us to get sick, not the God that potentially brought us here.
Okay. Why did church vans, like the one a couple of weeks ago, get into fatal accidents on I-4? You're telling me a benevolent God can't intervene and get somebody to change a set of tires? Or God can't flick a tractor trailer on the highway and make it go another way, divert its path, so it doesn't overturn a church van on the way to Disney World and kill 7 kids? Your God lets that happen? Tell me more about this God of yours and how benevolent he is.
I still believe in God. I've had a lot of horrific things happen to me in life. And,
me too.
And I think that I just think something created us, whether it's experiment or not. I think that we're able to feel a lot of good things. We're able to love. We're able to procreate. We're able to laugh. We're able to feel all these emotions. I don't think it's just an accident. I don't think it just happened. That's how I believe it. It's not to keep me sane. I've been all over the place with what I believe. So I don't question anything. When I lost babies at birth, I didn't question why that happened to us because I don't have the answers for this. This is just, I don't have a choice. I'm here and I'm going to try to make the most out of it.
You and I are not that far off. I believe the same things you believe, but where you and many other people are willing to say God has a plan, I am willing to say God is bullcrap. God is what we make it. Like, we create God. We have created God. And you know what? In a way, thank God we have, because with a godless society, without people adhering to those 10 commandments, they'd kill, they'd steal, they'd covet thy neighbor's wives. So these things need to be in place to control humanity. So I'm glad that people believe. Don't stop believing, like the fine song by Journey said. Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
God, you know how many people have to go get their Xanax prescriptions refilled now after the segment?
Man, see, my intent is not to scare you or make you lose hope.
I'm scared.
No, it's the opposite.
John's ready to do heroin now.
I'm not only going to open this blind. I'm going to break this window.
Go, well, you can. We have the power, though, is what I'm telling you. Like, it's all us. Like, we are life. We are God.
We are.
We are our own gods.
We're God. See, but now all those guys that run to the banks and say, I'm God, we laugh at them.
Well, they had the truth. Drew Grubb Alive, who are you?
This is Jay.
Hey, Jay, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Drew. So I'm sure that you love your son, Xander, more than anything in the world.
Correct.
And you would do anything for him. You'd sacrifice anything for him and do anything to make him happy.
Yep.
So when he acts out, have you ever punished him? Ever put him in timeout?
Well, of course.
Well, doesn't that make him uncomfortable? Doesn't it make him unhappy?
Yeah.
Well, to him, it's a big deal. But as an adult, it's not. You know, it's just for the betterment of him and his life.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're kind of in the infancy of our existence living here on Earth. You know, the things that we think are a huge deal in the grand scheme of things really aren't.
Like what? Like cancer?
Yeah, like the things that you're talking about. I mean, look, if you believe in a biblical worldview, we had a world free of death and pain and everything else, but we ruined it, not God. We do those things to each other, but at the end, I mean, when we get to eternity, that's not going to be the case.
Okay. So, okay, I'm kind of confused. You seem to be a
this
little bit
this is the guy
that
ran up in the Bird Box house.
Do you believe in God or a God?
I do, yeah.
Okay. So then in Europe, how does God let good things or bad things happen to good people and bad things happen to good people? I mean,
he lets it. We all have free will. Really, it's things that we do to each other. But Like, the other day I was looking at an experiment with rodents that was supposed to create a utopia for them where they had everything they needed physically, free from danger, free from predators. They had all the food they needed. They had, they could breed up to into the thousands. And when they got to a certain point, without any kind of conflict, they just started turning on each other and fighting for no reason. I don't know if that says anything about human behavior, but I don't think that a perfect world is as perfect as you think it is. I also don't think that, I mean, like I said, if
okay,
you believe-
thank you. There's no perfect world. Like, there's no perfection. But I truly am starting to see that. I don't know if it was an experiment gone awry. I don't know if we're even intentionally. There might be like the Truman Show, something watching over our every move.
Do you think it's our, do you think it's because religion put out heaven and hell, it's us saying things are good and bad?
Yes.
And maybe things are good and bad. They just are.
There is no good or bad. We have completely created the construct of good and evil. Good.
Well, there is good and bad.
No, there's not.
Kids getting cancer is bad.
Well, we choose to put that in the bad category. Well,
where else would we put it?
I don't know, the bad category, but we're the ones who put it there. Is it bad if Hitler gets cancer and dies before he kills Jews? Is that bad or is that good?
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, then you're talking about your... I mean, I'm just going with what you're saying.
Right.
You're talking about saving the lives of many, many innocent people. So you could then correlate if he got cancer and died, that would be good and that would save the lives of many innocent people.
Right. And we automatically want to say that it's bad when a kid gets cancer. But what if that kid was going to grow up to be an evil dictator who's responsible for the annihilation of Jewish race? And yes, it's a race and a religion.
Oh, man. You've really thought this through.
I have, because we completely, look, your morality is different from my morality and yours is different from mine and his. What's good for you might be bad for me. What's great for you might be awful for me and vice versa. We all exist on a level of good or bad that we as humans have determined.
But it's all, I mean, I think in this room and with everybody that we mostly know, our line of morality is pretty much the same. It may stray in points.
Oh, sure.
It may stray in points, but... there's a baseline for morality.
There's a baseline that we as humanity have established. We have made that our base for good or evil. You know, some people can look at a monogamous relationship and go, that's for me, that's love. And other people can go, you can love as many people as you want, and that doesn't change. Their version of love is different from yours. You want to say yours is right and theirs is wrong, and they want to say the same about you. But it's all what we've created through our own experiences, ideology, emotions, and standards. We've created it all. Now, we can all agree kids getting cancer sucks.
Yeah.
We can all agree
right.
that puppies are pretty kick-ass. Like, we love puppies.
Well, not you, but everybody else, yes.
I love puppies. Yeah. Like, and we can all agree, most of us, that pizza's pretty cool. We all have this good and bad. And to all of you who are right here with me, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I think it's time to seriously start looking into a church. Like I really want to look into, and I need a business manager.
Are you going to start a church?
Yes.
Oh, God.
I've wanted to do this for years. If those old school listeners of mine, you could unearth a tape from the early days of In Your Face with Drew Garabo, right about the time we started LOD, we started COD, Church of Drew. And at the time, it was a joke where on Sundays, we would just rent out a big space and we'd watch football and we'd eat wings.
That sounds cool.
Well, you can do those things under the guise of religion. Religion has been bilking people for decades. Well, centuries. They've been forcing you to tithe. They've been taking your money so that priests... reverends, pastors, what have you, can drive expensive vehicles, bang their mistresses, and live in expensive houses. So then why shouldn't you give your hard-earned money to a guy who's willing to do cool things for you and throw you parties? Mm. Church of Drew. I want to be the next Joel Osteen.
I think this is actually considered a cult more than a church.
I'll take it. I'll take it. Is every religion not a cult?
Thank you.
Drew Grab Alive, hello.
Do they have to praise to you?
No, dude, I'm nobody, man. I'm just a guy telling you what
who,
I...
Who are we praising?
You praise yourselves, man.
Oh, praise yourself.
Praise yourself. Wake up every morning and praise yourself that you get to live this life.
Could I do that without paying you?
Yeah.
I could.
Yeah, it's one of those pay as you go, like pay what you can kind of things.
Okay, what if I just never happen to pay you, but I like to hang out?
It's all about how you feel about that. If you know that you're taking more than you're giving...
Dude, your church is going to be gone in a week with the...
We're not here to make money. We're here to open your eyes and make money. Who are you?
James.
Hey, James. What's up, buddy?
You know, Drew, a long-time listener, man.
Thank you.
I actually agree with you on this topic. You know, I look at it, I don't believe in no religion, and I'm not sure what created us, but if there was this loving God that everybody praises, well, why does little innocent, pure kids that cannot tell a lie or anything, get molested and go through the trials and tribulations in life. And that's a God that loves a child that was just born. Yeah, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm with you, dude. When I see stories about the ungodly behavior, pun intended, that has happened in the Catholic Church through years, these kids, these altar boys who get into church to praise God and end up molested by some sick priest, and then it gets covered up. It gets covered up by Catholicism through the decades, if not centuries, and they pay out big money, and that's religion? Get the hell out of here, pun intended again. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
I can't listen to the guy that just called and you want to just focus on the bad things and say there's no God. But what about when there's a mom posting her newborn baby on Facebook? We go, ugh, stop posting your baby pictures. Nobody's going, look at how beautiful that is. Look at this. There's a mom that just created life in her body.
Right.
Look at how nobody stops and goes, look at how amazing that is. We just talk about all the horrific things there and we go, oh, there's nobody looking out at us. There's no God because of all these bad things.
Right. Well, good things happen just like bad things happen, and that mother, every mother on earth, should be celebrated as a goddess herself, because truly, biologically, they give life. But we don't. We've treated women like a freaking, not even a second-class citizen, an eighth-class citizen, like a minority. For years, we underpay them, we sexually exploit them, we talk down to them, we condescend, we create obstacles in the workplace, we don't believe them when they come forward with rape allegations. And what do they do for us? They continue life. They give us life. They are the closest thing to God that we have, woman.
Okay, I agree with that.
And there are miracles, if you will, all around us. Your baby coming into this world, the most magnificent set of circumstances had to align to make that happen.
Yes, and I will say, and I don't want to just focus on like acting like bad things don't matter. Obviously, I'm heavily involved with Apple a day, but where I'm at is I just don't question anything. I don't question anything that we define as bad, and I don't question anything that we define as good. But that's just me. I don't question anything because I've seen horrific things happen, and I've seen awesome things happen, and it all confuses me. So that's why I try not to ask any question about what's good and what's bad.
And I completely respect that, and I think you represent a good amount of people who just can't figure it out, and therefore, I was that way also. I would never get my answer, so why bother thinking about it? But now I'm not satisfied with that. I want an answer. And you know what the answer is? A crap load of bad things happen in this world, and a crap load of good things happen in this world, and it's all on the same scale. It's not created by a divine being. It's created by us and this weird ecosystem that we happen to inhabit. Are your eyes open? Open your eyes. Open your eyes.
The real thing is, I think that we are put here to think all of these crazy ideas.
Yes.
And
yes.
Somebody's right. Out of all the people that have existed and that will exist, somebody's probably right.
And you're looking at him.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm very lucky then. We all should be. Are you the Messiah?
Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Okay, hold on. I'm asking.
Whoa.
If we're throwing. Are you?
I'm not willing to say no. No, I'm not the Messiah.
Okay.
Hell no. I can't handle that kind of responsibility. Or can I?
But could the Messiah actually say that he's the Messiah?
I am who I am. Oh, I just made a Jesus reference. Isn't that what he said? I am who I am?
I'm not familiar with his work.
I'm very Jewish.
So wouldn't you think that whoever put us up to this would at least maybe implant some sort of something within this creation to where they could never figure out what was really going on?
Well, they don't have to implant anything. We lack our brains. You know how they say we only use like 20% of our brain or 40% of our brain or whatever? We just can't even fathom what they're all about or what our creator is all about.
But you figured it out.
No, I haven't figured anything out.
Well, I mean, people are talking about it.
Well, sure. I mean, we're going to talk.
How could that be allowed?
Well, there's nothing that's allowed or disallowed. We're just...
But it's a creation.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a creation by somebody.
Right.
It for a purpose.
Right. Do you think some dogs have figured out, man, this guy brought me into the world. Like, this is the guy. Like, your
well,
dog
I mean,
looks
I've
up at
been
you.
Playing a dog, at this point, a dog can't be... We can't even use a dog in the equation because a dog has not then been created by this other thing as well, along with all the other animals.
Right.
We didn't create those animals.
Do you know that? Do you know that a dog wasn't created as a part of a separate experiment and they just jumbled everything together? They're like, all right, let's take those fish, those horses.
No, I'm saying we didn't. I'm saying we didn't. It's not the same for your dog to look up at you and say, that guy created me, because we didn't create you. Or that you didn't create that dog.
But
maybe the being that you speak of created all that. They would have had to create all those animals.
Correct, but the dog might think that we created it. Probably does.
And he's wrong. I'm just saying.
Or is he? Do you know? Do you know that we didn't create dogs? What's dog spelled backwards?
Mm-hmm. I feel pretty good about it.
Mm-hmm. 727-579-1025. You know what the weirdest thing about this is? We have full phone lines of people willing to talk about this.
Well, they want
to
give you their crazy theories, and then you're going to...
I'll crap over your crazy theories next. And, I'll even give you a sign of the apocalypse that happened right before the show.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.